This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Well, look, we're great. So excited. The editor-in-chief of the Star Observer, Matthew Wade, is in to tell us all about the May issue.
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
Are you like the Anne Wintour of the Star Observer? How does that work?
Yeah, but like because we're like Anna Wintour of Anna Wintour worked for like a community, not-for-profit, poor, you know, street press. So kind of the same, but also very different.
Without the big glasses.
Yeah, I'm sure Anna Wintour is like, yeah, she's doing a lot better than, you know, community press.
Well,
not, she'll definitely tell you she is. That's right. The good thing about Anna. True. She will tell you how good she's doing.
That's true. Tom, you wanted to start today with Australia Decides. Of course, it's in the news. It's everywhere at the moment.
What's everywhere? The election. We are teaching this boy here. You are correct. So this month, Star Observer, you've actually gone out and you've interviewed some of or all of the people that are up or the major parties.
Major parties as well as also, yeah, sorry. Firstly, just the kind of theme of this issue is naturally federal election. So we tried to do as many kind of different pieces exploring the issues that are important to the community, the politicians that are championing our rights in the community, and also just LGBTI voters to see what they think and what their opinions are. So we kind of have a nice spread or breadth of political related pieces in this issue. So if you can pick it up this week before Saturday, then that would be great.
If you're a swinging voter and part of the LGBTIQ plus rainbow family, will you find this informative? Will this actually, I mean, have they been honest with you, what they've said? Have they given you answers? Yeah.
So one of the pieces in particular, which I think is probably one of the more interesting ones that people might not be aware of is, yeah, we spoke to people who, within the community, whose political allegiances have shifted over time. So 4 years ago, maybe they voted Labor and now they're voting Liberal, and that is a case in the piece. Maybe they voted Labor and now they're voting Greens or Greens and then Labor. So I think there's probably, it's not necessarily a bubble, but there's this perception that, of course, people in the queer community are going to veer left and vote for perhaps Labor or the Greens. But we spoke to people that are quite staunch Liberal supporters.
Well, I tell you, you don't want to lose like another $200,000 off your house in Toorak. Who's going to?
The thing is, yeah, this is obviously not my opinion, but it's one of those things where when people are weighing up who to vote for, of course, how the parties may impact LGBTI rights would be important to anyone in the community. But there are a lot of other things as well that people weigh up. So, I mean, everyone kind of veers in different directions. And it was interesting because, I mean, anytime we've ever posted kind of a Liberal slanted article or something about the Liberal Party, almost universally we get quite negative comments, not about us, but about the Liberal Party.
About the Liberal Party, yeah.
And so the people that we spoke to in this issue that are Liberal supporters and also part of the community were just saying, like, they almost feel like they can't really talk about, not that everyone just openly talks about who they vote for, but they feel that, almost stigmatised, which is a bit, interesting.
Look, it is a really hard one because you're right. People look at, it could be financial. There could be other ways they're going to help you vote. But it's really hard to vote for a party or to support a party who didn't vote for us.
Of course.
And that's where we go. But look, we shouldn't get political. The good thing about this country is you go into that little booth. It is private. You make your own decision and it's no one else's problem.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Hey, well, Matt, we'd love to talk about HTLV-1.
Yes. What is it? So interestingly, obviously, we know that the dialogue around HIV and AIDS has been going for decades now. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone that wasn't aware, at least on a basic level, what HIV is, how it's transmitted. But most people probably in Australia aren't aware of HTLV-1. So Joshua Badge, one of our kind of regular contributors, put together this piece as a kind of explainer. And it's also similarly to HIV, a virus that damages the immune system. And it's also transmitted in much the same way that HIV is.
Okay.
But interestingly with this, I guess probably part of the reason why a lot of people haven't heard of it is because there are very few cases of, I guess, white Australians being infected with it. So it's very much a virus that affects the Indigenous community. And given the way that it's transmitted, which it means that, I guess, queer Indigenous people are quite susceptible to it. And so I think that, as Joshua kind of contends in the piece, it's a virus and a kind of issue that will probably gain steam in terms of, like, in the health sector and people talking about it in the coming years. But it's important for, I guess, the queer community to know that, like, I guess the white or, queer community to know that it's an important time to, show solidarity and help raise awareness. And, you know, obviously a lot of sexual health services are very underfunded, especially for Indigenous people. So, it's just important.
Who are the most marginalised in our community who struggle to... Yeah, it's terrible to think that.
Yeah, and Joshua was kind of saying it, writing in the piece that it's at risk of becoming, I guess, the same way that HIV and AIDS was known back at the time as a gay disease, quote-unquote. This may become known as like an Indigenous disease, which is obviously not true. Like, it can affect and infect anybody. So to kind of nip it in the bud, so to speak, we've got this explainer so that people in the queer community, regardless of, you know, ethnicity or nationality, they can kind of be aware of it and know how it's transmitted, what it means.
We do need to keep sexual health topic moving. It keeps changing. You know, look, okay, it's fantastic. You know, HIV or AIDS isn't the killer that it was back in my early day where I lost half my group of friends. Gone. They've walked out. But there's still so many other sexually transmitted diseases out there. It's not just the one that we were scared of for so long. We got to, if it's not on, Mikey, it's not on. Remember that.
Yeah. I'll try to. In terms of curability, how is this HTLV-1?
I believe that they're kind of working on kind of better medication for it. I think it's similar to, it's not obviously like the way that AIDS was. It's not a death sentence, but it does affect the immune system to the point where like...
Which, unfortunately, once it affects the immune system, then if you're in a community that's already struggling, you're maybe your food, alcohol, and it's going to be things like the flu that will kill you.
Yeah, okay.
So when your immune system's down, it's always susceptible to
other things outside of that. Yeah,
and you're not eating well, you're not well, you get the flu, comes in, boom, pneumonia's got you and you. Yeah, so it's actually quite scary.
Well, we've obviously got like Thorn Harbour Health here and ACON in Sydney and stuff that are, you know, working on more than HIV, just sexual health more generally, and we're making really positive strides. So hopefully this kind of gets raised into public consciousness over the coming years and, you know, people are aware of this as well, like the same way that they're aware of HIV and other kinds of
death. Yeah, of course.
Look, there's so much in this month. We could talk forever. You're going to have to go and get your copy. Go and find it at the local bookstore. It's online. Remember, you can go to Facebook. There's some exciting things there. You've got the gorgeous Gold Creasley on the cover talking all things Eurovision. Let's not mention Eurovision again because we'll get another email to tell us how much people either love it or hate it. Yeah, it's very divided.
Matt Wade, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure to see your lovely face.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.